Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, yo, what's going on, man? Yo, it's Rap Names Day. You already know what it is. You know the voice, you know the fucking hairline, man. It's Mari back in the building and all that. Jerry, what's going on, man? What's the deal?
Hey, man, we on tornado watch over here, brother. We just trying to stay alive over here in these
Shit, man. Yo, that used to be the scariest shit ever to me when I was a kid. Like, the Midwest, we never really got no crazy, like, crazy storms, maybe once in a blue. Most of our shit was like snowstorms, you know what I'm saying? Our winters was crazy. But every time they said a tornado watch, bro, they will always show the old videos of an old-ass tornado that tore through 90 blocks. And I'm like, bro, that's what y'all going to show right now? Like, right now, y'all going to show this shit when we on the brink, nigga?
I know how to handle a snowstorm, rainstorm, all that. But tornado, I just be like, all I know is what I see in the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what yeah. it is to me.
Movies and TV, nigga, bro. Listen, yeah. that shit did enough damage to me mentally to know that, like, bro, if there's a place that has a chance of tornadoes and hurricanes and shit like that, I'm staying far away from it. Cause I don't want none of that smoke. None of it. Like, niggas be having to buy special windows. But I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I'm cool with just the regular shit. Give me a good, you know, thunderstorm. I can handle some snow. Fuck it. But yeah, I'm not doing all that shit, man.
Facts.
Not at all. Not at all. But yeah, man, shit. You know, we here. We got a couple of things to talk about, man. You know, we got to talk about that Kendrick, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's top priority. A$AP Rocky was just on Drink Champs. It was a good watch. It was a decent watch. I think Nori has been doing good. Y'all know I've been critical of Nori on this pod. Of you know, how he Nori up the interviews and shit. The past like 4 or 5, I want to say he was good. He's been good. He's been having great interviews. He's taking it back to the essence again. So you know, Rocky was on that. We got a new Sci-Hi. We're gonna talk about another rapper. But first, you know how we do. Now we start this shit off, man. Jerry, what you been listening to, man? Last week or so. What you fucking with right now?
So for me, I still been listening to a lot of Push. I've been listening to Almost Dry a lot. I would say definitely sprinkled in some old Kendrick in anticipation of the album.
Yeah.
You know, going back and listening to Good Kid, Mad City, Section 80. It was some mixtape I was listening to. I was listening to a lot. I want to say it was there was one. It was like one of those "There's No Competitions" by Fab and
Fab and Drama.
Drama and shit. Yeah.
That's good. This is a decent lineup, man. I know that first one, that first "There's No Competition" fucking had the hood. Like, bro, we was like, that was one of those tapes where we was pulling up on niggas and they was listening to it, and we was listening to it, and we was calling niggas like, yo, bro, you heard what that nigga said on it? Like, that was one of them. That was one of the moments. Yeah, man, I definitely was listening to Kendrick, you know, the new shit. Like you said, I went back and played some of the old shit. Was listening to the ADHD joint, which is one of my favorite songs, you know, off that Section 80. Man, from that, I was listening to like some. I went back with R&B like I tend to. So it was like a little mix of like 2000s R&B, some Ashanti, and you know what I'm saying? Just all that type of little vibe right there. Like any R&B that was on the radio, early 2000s was on my playlist this week.
Okay.
Like, them was fucking hits, man. That was a great era for just music. Like, shit, the radio had bangers.
I know people don't know. 2000s.
Yeah, I don't know people who may not have been there, may not remember, but like the radio used to be the standard. Like, if your shit was on the radio, it was high quality. Now, if your shit is on the radio, I'm assuming, you know, the right people got paid. It's not really about the music no more. Like,
especially if it's on Sirius XM.
Oh yeah, forget about it. If it's on there, I know that check cleared, you know, 3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? That check cleared, the conversations was had, the hands was shook. We know what it is these days, man. But speaking of, you know, music we listen to and all that, Sci-Hi just dropped the joint. He dropped the joint with Jacquees. I know a lot of people don't really fuck with Jacquees like that, man. I know, but kid can sing, man. That motherfucker can sing, like, for real. He smoked this shit. Joint is called Tears. I'm assuming it's gonna be on the album. It sounds too,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
On iTunes, when you search Sci-Hi.
Yeah.
The album comes up. So you haven't seen the track list?
I haven't seen the track list yet. I ain't even checked the track list up.
Okay.
Let me look now.
Yeah, it's you're gonna be disappointed.
Well,
at least I think you would be disappointed. If what I'm seeing is correct, it has it as being four songs, 19 minutes. And while I appreciate the new work or whatever, my nigga, dog, yeah. you haven't put anything out in over 2 years. You haven't put an album out since 2017, I think it was, right? So that's almost 5 years. You about to hit us with four songs?
Yeah. Hopefully he's doing some shit that, like, you remember
nigga, and you just dropped one, so it's only three more songs we ain't heard yet.
Right. And you remember how niggas used to do the shit where they call their mixtape the album, and then the album come out, you know, whatever. Hopefully because I think Saha is like still from that school, you know what I mean? From that era and shit. Hopefully he's doing something like that, because if this is it, I'm gonna tell you right now that I don't care how fire it may be. I'm not taking four songs in 19 minutes of this, bro. Like, that's not, I'm not doing that. I'm just not going.
Nah. No. And like, I know he's not on Drake level. You know what I'm saying? By any stretch of the imagination. But like, that's some shit the homie Drake would do. Like, when he got an album coming out, he'll just give you four songs real quick. Yeah, or like, he dropped the album and then he'll be like, yo, fuck it. Here go like four or five Lucy's real quick. Do your thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, this ain't that. This is not that, bro. Especially not 19 minutes. Like, that doesn't even come out to 5 minutes per song. And we, like you said, we just heard one of them. We already got
which,
this one, right,
which
here,
is 6 minutes.
Right. So now you have 13 minutes between three. So, like, bro, I'm just not gonna. I'm cool. And you know, I don't know, dog. I don't know. If I didn't see that track list, I would have had a whole day. Yeah, bro. This ain't gonna cut it, my nigga. This it ain't gonna cut it. I'm gonna tell you right now.
That's disappointing, man. Like, you know, like, he's got real fans out here, and I'm not I'm not bashing Bull. I'm not, right? But at the same time, it's just like, damn, bro. Like, I wanted the standard 9 to 10 tracks, 38 joints. Minutes or 36 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and absolutely, especially because we know he has something to talk about. I'm gonna give you one of those songs. Like, you got to just get that off, though. You got to get that you know, what happened off. We're gonna give you that. Give us another 10, 11 songs just addressing, you know what I'm saying? Like, the other shit, like the real shit, bro. You know, I'm really, I don't know, man. Like I said, hopefully this ain't what it is. Hopefully he just kind of, you know, like I said, teasing this as just a quick little couple, and then we get the real album. Maybe, man. I don't know. But, you know, moving right along, man. You know, we talked about, you know, ASAP, top of the show and shit. He was on Drink Champs. But one of the clips that made its way around Twitter, I don't know if you saw it. It was like on Twitter and Instagram, but before the interview dropped, it was smart marketing on their part. They asked him about Travis Scott. He's like rubbing his, he's like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, about Travis Scott stole your style. And then the very next clip is like Rocky saying yeah to it. It wasn't that. I watched the interview and I was like, I knew beforehand. I said, I know they're taking this out of context. I know he's not just saying yeah and leaving it at that. But really what it was he was like, yo, heard some of the whispers, yeah, you know. And then when people started saying it, I can kind of see some similarities, but at the same time, we all here to influence each other. I get shit from people get shit from me. It's the way this shit's supposed to go. So I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be what it was, you know what I mean, like how they was propping it up and shit before it dropped. Like,
yeah, I mean, the episode was dope. Shout out to their marketing team or whoever, social media team.
Yeah, that was
they edited the fuck out that John. Because I definitely was like, damn, that's odd. He said, yeah, like, wow, I didn't expect that. Like, you know, because I know everybody's friends now, right? Like, everybody's friends for the most part, especially them niggas that's in that high fashion spaces. And shit.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, you the big, like, I respect ASAP. I respect Rocky, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really feel like I'm like the biggest Rocky fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like some of the earlier stuff more than anything. You know what I mean? But like, I feel now he's on such that kind that yay vibe, you know what I mean? Like, it's just different. Am I tripping?
No. That's pretty accurate, because when he first started out, you know, his sound, even though it was a little different, it was only different because of the outside of New York. It was like, we don't expect the dude from Harlem, New York, to sound like this and have this many Houston influences. So it was different in that way. And over the years, as he's gained more fucking money, you know, and access and power and influence, and he's in different rooms now, not only probably has his taste changed, but like you said, he opened up his creativity, and he's getting to the point where he's like, yo, I want to experiment with this. I want to go, like, you know, tap in this different genre of music that's going to be getting played at these fashion shows and shit and all this, that, and the third. So his music definitely took a turn from, like, if you listen to some of Rocky shit, even up to the ASAP tapes, the Cozy tapes, volume 1 and 2, which I love them shits. Like, he got fire on those. after that, you could ask me one song that he dropped, and I only know it because it just came out. The one with they talking about Rihanna and with the video. That's it. Yeah. I don't know what Rocky been up to.
I can't remember the last time I listened to something like outside of old shit. Like I don't check for new Rocky. I don't. And to the point, bro, I'm like, damn, this bull still rap? Like, not even trying to be funny. Right. Like, yo, like, he might not need the rap anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely get that vibe from him, that he's, like, not.
And, rap, I mean, let's be real, though. Rap might not be paying the bills.
I was just about to say.
He got Rihanna, bro. Like, yo, if you was already making moves in itself, but now you with literally one of the most popular people on planet Earth, who's already in those rooms because she taps into this and the third.
Yeah.
It's nothing for her to be like, yo.
You stay at home husband, nigga. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding, bro?
She's putting them in play. Like, she putting them in play. That's you know what I mean? So, hey, man, listen, dog. Like, I'm happy for him. That, yo, when he was telling that, the Sweden story, that's crazy, though.
Yeah, because I didn't know all the details of that either. I just knew when it came out. Everybody was saying that he was being like falsely held and, you know, this, that, and the third. But when he started really going into detail, they really play by a different set of rules. You know what I'm saying? You go to these other places, dog, and they'll, because you're American and because you got influence and power, like, that shit won't get you out of them jams. It'll make them people flex their muscle even harder because they already don't fuck with us. So now they got one of our entertainers, somebody who's supposed to be quote unquote hot. They like, go sit your ass over there in that cell till we tell you that you can go.
Yo, they had main man in solitary.
In solitary, dog, 23-1, nigga. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I still don't understand what he did.
Me either, because the dude, according to the story, like Nori told his story about how he got caught up back in the day. A fan was following him or some shit like that, and you know, something or another happened. And then just like that, they like, oh, ASAP on all these, you know, these big crazy charges. Like, he went over there and just was, you know, wrecking shop on motherfuckers. So, I mean, you know,
I was clearly following them. Like,
yeah, yeah. But you know, it's when they get you over there, man, they playing by a whole new set of rules, dog. The interview was good, though. I think it was good. It was good to hear from him. You know, especially with the video he dropped and all that, the song and shit, which is, you know, that shit is crazy. Like, that's still one of the best videos I've seen. In a very long time, very, very long time. So, you know, shout out to Rocky, man. Go listen. If I was you, dog, this would be the last one these niggas get for a while, nigga. I'm Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my baby right there. With my baby. I'm about to go be a stay-at-home dad, nigga. I'll holler at you niggas later. Y'all go beef with each other and all that. I'm chilling. You seen her feet? You out your mind? You out your fucking mind, dog?
Damn, that nigga got Rihanna, yo. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to Rocky, dog. Like,
out to hey, Harlem, man.
Keep achieving, young king. I'm not even mad at you, yo. Yeah. Just keep achieving.
Yeah. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing for real, my nigga. I mean, that's just what it is, man. But you know, I've been trying to figure out how to have this conversation with people without it sounding like I'm quote unquote hating. Cause you know, like that's the new term for if you don't like something, if you don't understand something, you can't figure it out, whatever. You just a hater, you out of touch, whatever, right? That's cool. I want to ask you this. I don't know if you know, man. I want to see if you can help me out on this. What is, whether good or bad, what is it with Jack Harlow? Like, what is it that every time he says or does something, it's at the top of the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, the community rallies around this shit. Like, what is it?
So I know what it is, but I gotta figure out how I can say it without it being like, yo, cause like I'm not, cause I get it and I just understand it is what it is. And I'm not hating, I'm not saying this corny or anything. But he's of the right skin complexion. And I'm not trying to say that he's not talented. Like, let me just clear all that out front, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's of the right skin complexion.
Yes.
He's doesn't make music for me, but from what I can tell, he seems to be talented, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you have those two things, and it's been a while since we've had, I guess, someone since, I mean, even though Matt was different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
You know, because Jack has a lot more
I mean, yo, Mac had like the different respect or whatever, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Jack kind of is just like, he got like, he has Post Malone type potential.
I got you.
As far as being that huge, right? To me, from what everyone's saying, like what I can tell. So like when you add all that together, you know, it comes with a cult following, just like Post Malone. Like, I can't tell you no shit about, like, I don't.
Same.
Boy Nice?
Yeah. I don't know, bro. You asking the wrong person, bro.
Yeah, I've never in my life said throw Post Malone on, except for the Iverson track, because I just thought it was dope, and then he played it for Iverson. But then other than that, like, I've never asked for Post Malone. I've never asked for Jack, even though if I turn on the radio, I'm hearing his songs. Like, I know his song, the John First Class or whatever. Like, you know, it's cool. Like, it ain't for me, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, he got a little cold following, bro. All you need is a following. You don't even got to be nice. You don't even have to be nice anymore.
That's actually a fact. That's actually a fact. You don't have to be nice. All you have to do is have a catchy saying or some type of something. Like, just something that clicks where people can tie it back to you, and they'll just use it.
Ain't he the one that was with Lil Will that time? This dry snitched on Lil Will? Low key?
Who, Jack?
With the lemon pepper wing? I mean, when they was in the bubble.
Oh.
Was that Jack Harlow? That took the picture?
I got to see now. Now I got to see.
Because on some real stuff, if that's him, that's the first time I had ever heard a boy.
Let me see, man.
I know he was pop. I know he was out there then.
Yep.
That was him? Yep.
Lil Will reveals truth behind Jack Harlow. Yeah. Okay, shares old Jack Harlow party video. Yeah. Yep.
I feel like he's just been on fire ever since then.
This is it. I completely forgot about that shit. I completely forgot about that. That's crazy.
Looking back at it now, it feels like it was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's why, because the bubble feel like it was a decade ago, dog. Like, bro, that's crazy.
That's almost like the bubble didn't even happen, yo. Like, we got locked in.
Wow, bro. Wow. Like, I'm looking at the pictures right now, and it immediately came back to me. Yeah, you may be right about that, because his name, you know, from that, you know, he's been a staple. So yeah, 100%. And I think also what you said, like, that's just not so much of an elephant in the room. It's like, it is what it is, bro. Like, listen, white people are the biggest consumers of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones, if you make it on those radio stations, they listen to it at, you know, 2 p.m. in traffic, you're somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's always easy when one of the top consumers has somebody they can look at and be like, oh, that's all right, bet. Think about it like this. If we had a fucking black whatever play, I'm sure there's a black, you know, whatever, like lacrosse player. I'm sure there's a lot of them, right? I'm sure they are. I don't follow lacrosse. But if you take a sport like that that's not known to be, like, you know, dominated by us, and you put like a cool black dude in it, He's gonna inherit the entire black fan base who doesn't even watch that shit, but they just want to support him. It's the same thing with white boys and rap. Now, you do have to be good to, you know, to gain like the respect.
Like, you got to be good to gain our respect or whatever.
Right, us.
We got to at least be like, yo, he's cool. He or she's cool, and then you get the opportunity to go branch out to them. But like, if we don't fuck with you off top, then you gotta you basically gotta take the whole other route of like, yo, I can't do hip hop, I gotta do like rock and roll or some
right, because you'll never make it back to us if you didn't land the first time. It's gonna be like, yeah, I'm cool, he over there with it, that's fine.
Yeah,
let him stay over there with what he's doing, like Machine Gun Kelly or some shit. Like,
that's exactly what I was thinking of. When I said
you know what I'm saying?
He tried the shit, it didn't work.
It didn't connect. It really didn't connect. Like, he's still somebody. He still got a name and all that. That's fine, but it just wasn't. It wasn't clicking. That's why he went off and did the, you know, whatever the heavy metal shit he was doing or whatever. God bless. You know what I'm saying? But I think with him, I think with Jack Harlow, man, for me, it's like he seems like a good kid, man. He's a good kid. I'm gonna quote the great T-Rex on it. He's a good kid, man. But the music itself, because I did give his album a fair shake. I think we talked about this. It just wasn't for me. Like, a lot of people said, like, oh, this is, you know, he's like a Diet Drake, or I don't even think he's that. He's not that good to be a Diet Drake. He's not that good. He's like, I don't know, bro, because I don't want to shit on him either. Because I can hear that he can rap.
He can make music.
Yeah, he can. Right, and it's a little. He can. He's a better music maker than he is like a rapper. Like that will keep me in tune with whatever. Like I gotta quote my man Justin. Shout out to my dog Justin. I might not turn it off, but I'm damn sure not turning it on. You're not gonna hear me just throw a Jack Harlow song on, dog. Like,
I think I searched for Jack Harlow recently just because I was like, yo, I don't think I've heard First Class from start to finish. I just want to hear it. Like, I always catch snippets because, like you just said, like I'm never, ever, 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 ever gonna be like, yo, throw that Jack Harlow on.
Right.
But then again, I'm not necessarily turning the song off when it comes on the radio, but I listen to the radio so sporadically that I'm catching, like, you know, and I might even just listen to a verse and then turn it and then turn to another station.
Right.
But I recognize that the song rolls and it's, you know, it's a smooth little beat. And you know, it's the wave, it's the vibe that I mean these little niggas is on right now.
There you go. And I think that's more important than anything, but like as far as it is with his music, the thing that I guess I can't connect with is like he doesn't have any charisma, it sounds like. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to me at least. Mm. There's nothing that jumps off the page. And again, you don't have to necessarily be saying the illest shit ever, like for me to respect you as a lyricist or as even just somebody who I want to listen to. But if what you're saying doesn't move me at all in any way, then I don't know how many times you're gonna be getting spins in my shit, dog. Like you have to do something. Like your voice got to be different. Your delivery got to be different. The way you get in and out of the bar, like that shit matters. There's a reason why Nori is who he is and why he was what he was. Nori was never the nicest, but I dare you to find somebody that was more technical, getting in and out of those bars than Nori. Like Nori was a real like. He was one of them guys, man. Like, he had an unorthodox flow that worked. It just worked.
Nori's flow was so unorthodox.
Bro.
In fact, some would say he couldn't really rap all like that, but it was like, it was more so, even though he wasn't where everybody else was, his shit worked for him. And I never even, it's funny you said Nori, I never even looked at Nori on some lyrical ass like category, right? I just be like, yo, you know what I mean, Nori talks shit and he make good music, right? Like, he makes shit to make you wanna, you know, do, you know what I mean, just throw some Tims on and Black Air Force Ones or something on, or might hit the gym up or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got music for that, right? And he got punchlines. He got a punchline, right?
Yep.
Like, he's a, you know, he dude. Might not say nothing. Yeah, he's funny. Yep. And Nori, I think Nori even,
juice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, ah, right, you know, all right, Nori, cool. I don't really necessarily, that doesn't sound like something I want to do.
But it don't make sense. You just hit me straight. It's like, it's cool. It's all good, though.
Like, they don't.
We get
but, it. You know, Nori would tell you he's not that. He wasn't one of them lyrical dudes. But you're not going to hear nobody say that Nori not a legend. He not one of the most important dudes in hip-hop, because he is.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. He figured it out, dog. He did him. He sounded like himself. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was like, you know, it's him, it's CNN, it's Nas, it's AZ, it's this, it's that. He still, like, he stood out. From all of these nice, super nice, once-in-a-lifetime dudes, he still stood out and carved the lane for himself, and there's a reason why. He was himself. He had charisma. I don't hear that with Jack. I hear Jack, I hear all the, I hear 90 other niggas who used to try to sound like Drake and Cole and them. Who didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I don't know, dog.
You know what I see for Jack? Now that you just said it, it's not even Post Malone, because I think Post Malone doesn't even, I don't even think he ever rapped, right? Like, he just kind of.
Yeah, they threw him in the genre. I don't know.
I don't understand how. We know why. They wanted us to co-sign him so that it'd be cool, good to go.
Yeah, and you like, said I was saying.
Yeah, like always. What did we do? Oh, yeah, we co-signed. Right? Like, I mean, I think Jack could be on some like, because Pitbull didn't make it in rap. He couldn't. But Pitbull found a lane where he's still technically, matter of fact, a flow rider.
Mm.
Flo Rida is
that's the best case scenario for Zach. I'll tell you, for Zach. For Jack Harlow, that's the best case scenario, which you did Flo Rida right there.
And Flo Rida's trash. Case. He's trash. But there are millions of people out here that
he got like five undeniable joints. Like, I don't give a fuck if you grew up. Jada Kiss probably would be like, yeah, that's one of the ones right there. If you out in the spot, if you've been out, you've been around certain crowds, and you've been in certain atmospheres, O'Reilly got a handful of joints that when you hear him, you immediately know, like, he not that nice, but goddamn, niggas can't make one of these. Like, they ain't got one of
these. Let's be clear. You gotta be in certain clubs to hear this. These shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
number not, one, yes.
Yeah, you're not gonna be at your bar, at the bar up the block from the crib, and it's karaoke night. And niggas, that's not happening.
You gotta be in a certain environment.
You gotta be in Miami, South Beach or something. You know what I mean? The wind gotta be flowing, your pants gotta be blowing in the wind.
Gotta be white too. They gotta be
bruh. You gotta have like the middle button on your shirt button, and every other button is unbuttoned, dog. Like, it's gotta be all that.
You gotta have
and palm trees.
You gotta have a rag on, you, sweat rag on. You got to.
You're a slim dude. You might be even on the beach, bro. You might even have your shoes off. Keep it all the way real. But them songs gonna come on, and it's gonna be rocking.
And you gonna listen.
I'm not saying you gonna do it. But it's a good chance that there's gonna be somebody in this club who's gonna passing out some little magical pills for people.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of funny money in there. It's gonna be a lot of Pusha T clients maybe walking around there. You know what
it's gonna be a lot of bumps in the bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely, man. A lot of allergy problems are going on in the club.
Look
around and you're like, yeah, that pollen kicking y'all ass, huh? Yeah, let's call it pollen. That's actually a great point because.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
If he can reach flow rider status, then that means that he'll have figured out, okay, this trying to be a great rapper shit may not get me where I need to go. But if I hone in on, because he's working with Pharrell, you're working with, you got Drama who has the respect of everybody in the industry. Him and Drake are back good. Like he's good. He got the green light on getting you the best production. He got you a Timberlake feature.
Matter of fact, you know what he should do? After hearing all the stories about how I forgot how Justin Timberlake was supposed to be with Pharrell, it'll just be the rapping version of Justin Timberlake for Pharrell.
Man, listen, do that. Stick with Pharrell.
Get you a push verse from time to time.
Get you a push.
You know what I mean?
Get you a fucking Tyler the Creator joint. Get you a good little three pack. For the summer,
get you a No Malice verse.
Get something because they did some joints with Justin Timberlake too. So I mean, yeah, like get you one of them. Like sit around, get you one of those, get you two or three of those. I think he'd be all right. My thing is when people put him in a rapper conversation, now I'm going to compare you to rappers, and it's not his fault. If you want to rap, that's fine. Just be different because if I'm putting you up against the guys that I listen to on a daily. You're not making it. I mean, it's Shark Infested Waters while I listen to. I'm listening to Ransom and Ghost and Push and Benny and Conway and 38 Special. And this, you're not them sharks.
Look, put like this. He's not coming up in the algorithm.
Oh, of music no. We start
our playlist no. up with for the
hell
day.
Hell no. What? I'll look at my phone, yo. Who had my phone? I'm turning shit down. Who had my shit?
Yo, like, yo, don't play this. Don't play this no more.
I'm calling Apple directly. Yo, what's going on? Y'all was on it before. What y'all trying to say? Like, why would you put that on after 38 Special verse? You think that's the same? One of these things is not like the other. So, he's definitely not popping up on that. But it's just the things that he does just make the headlines and shit. Like he didn't know that Brandy and Ray J were related. And people lost their mind about this kid. And I'm like, bro, like, who cares? He's a white kid from Kentucky. He's like 24. Who cares?
Shocked. You should be shocked he just knows who Ray J and Brandy are.
Thank you. Thank you.
And no shot at them.
But that's the thing, though. Like, come on, dog. He's just supposed to just... It's not like he didn't say he didn't know who it was. Like, he didn't recognize the song. Okay, cool. Like, you put me on the spot at the radio station, I might not recognize the song. And niggas might clown me. But when I recognize the song, I might be like, oh, no, that's my shit. So you can get clowned for that. That's cool. But it's not like he was like, Randy, who? He just was like, wait a minute, they related? Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Nobody told me that.
Yeah, wait a minute. Ain't that Brandy's brother?
Word. It's mad people who didn't know until then. And he used to be on the show and all that shit or whatever. So it's like, come on, dog. Come on, man. Like I said, this kid is, he's a kid still. Like, what would it have changed for you? My thing is, what would it have changed? If he knew they were related, would he have been invited to the cookout? Quote unquote, whatever y'all be talking about now, this goofy shit, this goofy ass barbecue that never happens, that y'all be having people come to. Like,
all I know is he's not pulling up with Body and Bronson to the
yeah, bar. Nah. Body and Bronson got their own set. Body already said he wanted seconds first. You know what I'm saying? So get him a plate ready while he already about to eat. So you know what I'm saying? He on a different type of time, man. The Jack shit just be getting out of control. Like, I see people who otherwise are like just better people when it comes to music, and I see them lose their mind over this kid. I'm just like, wait a minute, what am I missing? Maybe you got the PayPal notification or the Cash App notification, and you said that, you know, whatever. Because the shit that they saying, I'm like, what are these words? Now I don't know, man. I don't know. But you know, if we can talk about a nigga who we understand clearly for a second. You know what I'm saying? Who we understand quite clear. None other. Kendrick Lamar, man. Yo, he did it. We talked about the double disc. We talked about the possibility. We talked about what it meant. The area he's putting himself in and all that. And he did it. He dropped a double disc, bro. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. 18 joints. Some great features on here. Some great music on here. Number one, let's talk about the actual double disc format. Let's talk about that for a second, right? Because not a lot of people do it. Not a lot of people do it well. Let me say that. A lot of people have put out, Lil Flip put out a double disc. So, I mean, like,
yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, double disc has been done before because people like to do it. My only request for artists in this day and age now, if you're going to do it, like, be of that caliber, right? I know that's too much to ask because everybody thinks they're of that caliber. But if you're going to drop a double disc and you're a guy like this, at least give us a physical copy of it. Because this ain't the same. This ain't the same as back in the day when you had to actually switch the disc out. And now I know I'm listening to this too. Like, come on, man. Please give us physical copies of double disc. Please. Please. But what did you, I know you checked it out and shit. What was your first impressions? Just your first initial reaction to hearing this shit?
I was like, oh, man. Like this, you know, it was a good album. Like, you know, there's some joints on there. There's some joints I don't particularly care for. Or I could tell they're not for me. But I was like, yo, you know, the homie put out a really good project. I forgot what's the single?
The Heart 5.
Yeah. I forgot that them Jones don't be on the album. I was looking for that at first.
Yep.
And I was like, oh shit. Then my man reminded me. He was like, yo, you know them Jones. I was like, oh damn, I forgot. I mean, shit, the nigga don't put out, he puts out music like every six years. I forgot. So my initial thought was, yeah, you know, it's a good album.
Okay. All right. I don't know how to take that. You know what I'm saying? I know when you
say. Wait, I mean, you asked for my initial thoughts. I mean, I got more thoughts, but just not my initial thoughts. I just gave you my initial thoughts. I got more thoughts, though.
But you know, we're going to get into it. We definitely going to get into it. I think for me, the same thing, when I was listening to it, it was just kind of like, I do want to hear what he has to say. I know it's layered. I know it's levels to, you know, the shit, his writing, period. He's winning awards for this shit. Like, so it's, you have to listen more than once. But I think the music is what caught me right away, where I was like, okay, cool. We spoke on it a couple weeks back about the musical aspect of the album, given the title of it. You know, we thought it'd be more jazz kind of vibes and big music and, you know, all of that. And some joints are, you know, like that. They're jazzed up. Some joints got a little bop to it and this, that, and the third. So I think my initial thing was like, yeah, we kind of got that right as far as like the sound of it. You know, now when you get down to actual, you know, the album itself, after you done had a chance to sit with it and all that, it's 18 joints on here all together. Off the top of your head, if you just know, like, how many joints would you say are not for you? Because I don't want to say how many joints did you like. Like, how many have you walked away from it? Like, nah, these just ain't for me. I'm assuming you spent it back a couple times.
I'd say there's nine on each out. There's nine songs total on each joint, right? I say this. I want to say it's probably about like four or five, but like. Maybe four, but not like in a way where it's just like I'm cool. You know what I mean? It hurts the album.
Yeah.
It's just that even though I put him up there as one of the nicest, you know, lyrically, he's up there with, you know, some of the greats as far as his ability, you know, even though I put him up there, I got to also remember his debut wasn't for me either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm a little older than his demographics. So yeah. When them songs come up, I recognize that he's spitting. I recognize what he's saying and stuff like that. I just go and I go, oh, the concept's not really for me. You know what I mean? This is a little weird or whatever the case may be type flow.
Yeah. I can get that. I think, I'll say this before I even get to like what I like, what I don't like, whatever. The Ghostface feature is by far my favorite shit on the album because it snuck up on me because I wasn't actually looking at the track list as I was listening to it that morning. and I heard the voice, and I was like, nah, that's Ghost. I said, nah, that's Ghost, bro. Now I looked at the credits, and I said, it's fucking GOAT. Like, he got Ghost on the joint with Summer Walker. Like, that's an ill combination. You know what I'm saying? An ill little pairing on the song that, you know, maybe I wouldn't have thought to put together, but hearing it is fucking beautiful. I hate to sound like I'm saying something that I'm not, but I don't think it was nothing on here that I just, like, didn't like. Like, I don't think there was a song on here that I was like, but you know how it is. Niggas be like, oh, you say it's a classic, dude. Fucking this day. So it's like, nah, I just, you know, when you listen to it, everybody's listening experience is different. Like, you listen to it and you're like, all right, cool. I may not even be in the mood for this song right here. Now, I may not be in a mood for all of these songs all the time. I may not go back to the album and spin it from top to bottom every time. I may have the joints I go back to. But I think overall, the album was put together well. I think the music that was on disc two belonged on disc two. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree.
I don't think that could have. I think it would have fucked the flow up on disc one had you, like, mixed some of those songs. So I think whoever was in charge of that sequencing and, you know, what should go over here, what should go over there, I think they did an excellent job with that, number one. But yeah, I was surprised by the Kodak shit, to be honest. Like, I'm not a Kodak guy. Like, I'm not a, you know, you go through my library and I'm listening to Kodak. Like, I don't listen to him unless he's on something that's already moving or, you know, whatever. Like, so I don't know. Did you, like, how did you feel about that? Because I know that shit probably caught niggas off guard because you only see his name on one track, but he's throughout the whole album, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's just weird. And it's just like, I'm not a Kodak fan, right? Like, I don't particularly care for anything that he puts out, right? Like, but I also recognize he's 100% not for me.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. And nor should he be losing sleep over the fact that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's, you know what I mean? Like, it's we good. You know what I mean? We good. You know what I mean? I got respect for everything homie does, you know, to a degree. You know, it's weird, and then it's just like, why? Like, bro, you made us wait all this time. You gave us a double disc. Like, I get it, but I would have had more respect if he had just had, like, Uzi be all over the album or something like that, because Uzi is at least somebody that gets the respect from the lyrical dudes that Kendrick is
compared. So
Yeah, I mean, okay, so maybe he's on put. I mean, although he wouldn't have known that shit, but maybe he's on push it. Maybe you don't want him. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I thought it would have been great to, like you said, like, listen to you suggest that. I thought that would have been great because it would have put Uzi in more exposure and put him in a different conversation now. Like, oh, the last two big releases from two major guys who big on lyrics featuring him. There's something there. Yeah. Like, let's see what's there.
I mean, I'll be real, bro.
You thought he took away from it? You thought he took away from the album having him on there? Or
I just didn't like it.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not hating.
Yeah.
Kendrick selected him, mm-hmm. put him in play. He got the bag. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Like, not hating on you. It just didn't make any sense to me. And I feel like this kind of goes into my whole... Like, I am a Kendrick fan, bro. Like, I am a Kendrick fan. I am not Wise. Shout out to Wise. I'm Kendrick fan, bro. But, yo, dog, like, I'm kind of, like, I kind of saw some of the shit that you know, that he be tweeting about sometimes. Like, I kind of saw it. And I was just like, yo, this shit, yo, it's annoying. It's like, bro, like, the album is really good. Like, it's a good project. He should be proud of the project. He's going to go on tour. He got the tour coming up. He's going to sell out. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. He's going to sell merch. He's going to do all this. He's going to eat off this joint, right? Congratulations. It ain't a classic. It's cool. I don't think... I saw one of this dude I used to work with said something to the point on Facebook or Twitter that said, yo, like, basically, which I agree with Kendrick. I think he called Kendrick the best rapper alive or whatever the case may be. I ain't got no beef if anybody says that. You know what I'm saying? Cool. I think he's one of the best rappers alive, right?
Yeah.
but it was, you know, Kendrick's the best rapper of live. This is his best body of work, or it says something like this is the best body of work that's come out since his last project. And I was I was like, hold up, bro.
Both of those statements are kind of like audacious.
Hold up. I said, listen, I'm just going to be respect. I literally wrote what I'm just, I got, I don't know how to say this, but I mean this respectfully, right? Like, yo, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
But I just got to hit you with a nah, yo. Like, just off the top of my head, Nas has dropped 3 classic projects since Kendrick's last joint came out. Push has come out with multiple projects. Cole's come out with projects. And you're trying to tell me this is the best thing that's come out since his last project? Like, nah. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, bro, like, I thought Drake fans were bad.
Oh, nah. No.
Kendrick fans is nothing. Kendrick fan. I've never paid attention to it before, probably because I was a Kendrick fan, even though.
Yeah. I don't really bug you out to see the support for him. So you don't really.
Because I think he's that nice and he's that talented. Yeah. So it makes sense. I was just like, huh? Like, nah, yo, we're not just about to act like, yo, this dude is like the next coming of like the greatest human being to ever walk I've never seen anything like this. This is the craziest cult following for an artist I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, even on a bigger scale than J. Cole, which, you know, J. Cole's fans are infamous. For like, you know, standing up for their guy. If there's a J. Cole tweet out there, they will find it. They will break that shit down, and it better be positive. Because if it ain't, then your ass gonna hear about it for longer than you want to. You might be 3 weeks later, you forgot you tweeted it. They gonna remind your ass every chance they get. They gonna screenshot that shit if you delete it. So you best be careful. But Kendrick fans are a whole different level of, like, you know, support. And again, he's owed that because he's great. But it's just, you got to know, like, okay, I can't really go on this platform and talk how I really want it. Nah, let me say that for the power. Nah,
he worse than a Hive in the army, bro. He up there with them. Yeah. Not worse. His peoples is up there with them, honestly.
Yeah, they got the TikTok out now, like Kendrick Lamar. For, I think, I want to say Sean sent that shit to the chat. Shout out to Sean, where it was like 0.1 seconds into the album. They was like, oh my God, he did it again. The fucking classic. Like,
scariest thing I've heard in my life. Like, yo, it's cool. Like, yo, man, listen.
I like that album a lot, man.
It's okay to like an artist a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be able to say, yo, you know what? I like this project, but such and such was better than this, in my opinion.
That's how I felt about Benny Plugs 2. I thought it was good.
Bro, I told you, I thought Push, Almost Trying. Like, I really like the album. I think it's really good. But I still think Daytona is better. Even though my thought process is changing a little bit, I think it's on par with it. Might even be passing or whatever. But that's a conversation another day. But I still think My Name Is My Name or whatever the joint was.
Yep.
I think that might be his best project to me.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair too.
But it's very fair. It's okay. Like, I can admit that these projects are good. They're just not his best work. It's okay.
And that's the thing. I think people need to stop. You know, it's like basketball fans when their favorite player is like third on the list out of the league. And they're like, third? And it's like, nigga, he third, not 33rd. Being third to some of these niggas is the greatest. Like, bro, these are the best players on the planet. What do you mean? Third is not disrespect. It's respect. They put him on the list.
God rest the dead. God rest the dead. But when Kobe was playing ball, I wasn't the biggest Kobe fan, right? Mainly because I don't like the Lakers. And then Kobe fans really, 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 really bothered me. Like, really bothered me, right?
Yeah.
And my whole thing was, I would say he is, for just saying this, I'd say he's the third greatest Los Angeles Laker ever, right? And they would lose their fucking mind. Oh, I'm like, yo, I'm telling you that arguably the greatest or second greatest franchise in the history of this sport, where thousands of people played for, I'm telling you he's the second or third best to ever wear a jersey in this place. Yeah. And I'm hating because I just don't say he's number one.
And the
one.
Two names ahead of him, he might put them ahead of himself too.
Come on. So,
he's probably said this millions of times, like, nah, these guys are them. You know what I'm saying? In whatever order you want to put them, I'm after them.
Yeah, you know, and like, that's fine. Dog, so, you know, yeah. I mean, do you, because I know you, I like the album, right? I like it. Yeah. And I think the album is again, it's not a joint, like you said, it's not an album that I'm going to just be like, hey, yo, just play this joint start to finish again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a joint where it's just like, to be real, I don't know how many times I'm going to go back to songs from the album.
Okay.
Unless I'm in my, because I, you know, it had they haven't grown on me. There's songs I really like on it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I really like the first disc. I think the first disc is better than the second disc, and not the second disc is bad or anything. I just like the first disc.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that.
But
I love the second disc. Love the second disc. Love it. But the album, the way I feel about the album, like, I do like it. Like I said, I like the album a lot. It didn't immediately go to my head to rank it. Maybe because, like, I'm getting older too, and it's like, bro, I just want to sit with the music and enjoy it. I don't have time to sit here and say, well, technically, this one is an eight. I just want to
enjoy the music, bro.
I just want to hear what he's talking about, bro. Keep it down so I can hear what the nigga just said, bro. I'm old. Let me hear what the nigga talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what niggas don't even know what he's saying yet. And they like, it's the greatest. What is he? Tell me what he said. Tell me what he said right there. Then niggas be, nah, because you know, like how, no, bro, if you can't break this shit down like you wrote it, you can't tell me how to feel about it or whatever, or tell anybody how to feel about it. Because there's a lot of people that don't like the album. And again, these are Kendrick Lamar fans. So you have to take this, you know, this criticism from fans, bro. They was expecting something different. They wanted something different. They didn't get that. It's cool. Album might grow on people. I think this is like To Pimp a Butterfly on steroids, because there's two discs now instead of one. It's two. So now we gotta digest all this music. You've been away for a long time. A lot of shit didn't happen. You just gave us the Heart Five. Now we on this. So it's like, it's gonna take a while. I wouldn't be surprised if next year this time, a lot of people who didn't like it at first love it. I wouldn't be surprised by that, because he makes the type of music where you do have to sit with it longer than a weekend. I think we're in the era of so much disposable music that an album come out and a week later, we off it. This one, if you just get off it, I think you might miss the reason why he giving it to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a lot of talk on here that I think a lot of people within this age range need to hear. That 33 to 37, 38-ish range need to hear about therapy and, you know, dudes with dad issues, and not just the girls that got dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of shit that I see, like, a lot of people relating to.
He's saying, and not just be like, just don't be a stan. Like, really,
don't skim through it. Saying. Yeah, right. Yes. Really listen and really get something from it before you come try to tell me or anybody, you know, why they should feel this way or whatever. Like, tell your story. How did you feel? How did it make you feel? Instead of just wanting everybody to like it, it's like, bro, he's talking some real shit. It might be too real for some people. They might be stay away from that shit and be like, hey, oh, I don't, that's too heavy. Like the, what's the song? What's the song where they going back and forth? Let me pull up the tracklist real quick. We Cry Together, featuring Taylor Page, right? That's a heavy joint.
That's a heavy song, bro.
You know how many people probably have been through that or was going through that the night they clicked on that song? Why would they like that song? They would hate that shit. They would never. I saw people tweeting immediately, hey, I get it, Kendrick, but I'm never listening to that song again. It's too triggering. It's too real. That's
crazy, bro.
It's crazy. Insane. Even look, the tone of it.
My nigga, I definitely was listening like, oh, hey, you bitch-ass nigga. Okay. Okay, I see what you out here talking about, brother.
Listen, if you know, you know. We ain't even got to, you know what I'm saying? No. Just know, bro. If you done dabble, listen, man.
It be what it is. Shit crazy.
You hear some of that shit have to pause it like, oh.
Okay, I see what you talking about, Kendrick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, like I said, if you know, you know. If you done dipped and dabbled like, you know, we have and a lot of other people have, man, you understand when you hear these words, you're like, I got to laugh at that. Well, Ho said, oh, I had to laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's good shit. But I, like I said, I do like the album. I just wish that artists would give us a physical copy when it's a double disc, man, because it's not the same. It's really just not, though. Even if I can't play this shit on something, just give me two discs that I can just look at and see. Like, let me, like, come on, for real.
I can see him having that. I mean, I can see him having that at his on his tour.
That's true. The tour did just get announced, like, I guess, like, the day of the album
dropping. You know, it's funny. I thought about going, then I was like, I don't know if I want to go see this album live, though. Like,
yeah.
Like,
that's
if I could get old stuff done, then yeah. But, like again, I like the album. It's cool. But I don't necessarily know I want to just go see this album.
Yeah, yeah. The venue is gonna matter. It's gonna be a big venue. No, it's Kendrick.
Oh, it's gonna be. I mean, for us, it'll be Wells. I mean, assuming it'll be Wells Fargo Center.
Absolutely.
When Sixers play, or unless it's a summertime John, which it is August, he could mess around and do football stadiums because he's that big.
Right. And then, do you want to be in that venue listening to this music as well? Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like small venue, intimate setting music. This ain't big stadium. Put this on the big speaker.
And there's no way, bro. They'd have to charge fucking $700 a ticket for the small venue, John.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. So you know that when you go out there and pay your little buck or your 80 for the ticket, you know where you're going now. Like, now you know what's up. You know how many seats gonna be there. You know it's gonna be packed out with nothing but Kendrick fanatics. And I'm like you. The thought of the old music, because I've never been to a Kendrick show, so I don't know what his set is, like his go-to. You know what I'm saying? Like the joints he always does. I'm assuming. You know,
I've never even seen live performances. Footage and shit.
Me either. Right. So I don't even know what to expect. And I guess maybe I should try to do some homework on that. Because if I can get some of the old music, which you probably will, I would go. But I just need to know what he's playing off of this album particularly, because I don't know if I really want to sit in the seat or stand somewhere and he's acting out this on stage, like the argument. I don't know if I want to be there for that. Like, I don't know. I would love to go to a Kendrick show. I mean, I think it'll probably be a dope vibe because seeing him up close, I think it might be a good experience, but I kind of need a set list, my nigga. Send me the set list.
You know what I can foresee myself going to see Kendrick when he does the Good Kid Mad City anniversary show. That's the shit I'll probably go see because I love the album.
That's 10 years. Was it? Well, am I tripping? No, it's next year's 10 years. Next year is 10 years since Good Kid, Mad City dropped, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we get a Good Kid, Mad City anniversary, 10-year anniversary tour. And if like you said, if he does that, sign me up day one. Sign me up, because I need all of that music from that era and all of that. I don't know, man. That's a great point right there. I saw the tickets up for sale and shit. I'm going to check it out just to see. I'm gonna see what's up.
What was those numbers looking like?
I didn't even. You know what? Let me look right now in real time. Let me look at this shit right now because I damn sure did not. Let's see, Kendrick Lamar.
Is this a Live Nation event?
This is a. Damn, is it? Let me see. Go to tickets. There we go. They said this shit selling out fast, so.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's selling out fast, man. State Farm Arena, Atlanta, Georgia, July 30th, from 126 and up off the rip.
So all right, I'm on Live Nation. Oh, it's not even coming up for me.
This shit got 126, 140, 149, 160. Yeah, they going up. It only go up from there. It only go up from that. So. Yeah,
here we go. It's coming up for me. What? Oh, it's making me do all types of verification. I'm not doing all that. My bad. That's not
Kendrick Lamar with Baby Keem, as a matter of fact, is what it's saying. So, yeah, and this is for the upper joints. This ain't even this ain't for down there where I could like really probably nah. Like, this is upper. You know what I mean? You're gonna pay a buck and some change. Probably a buck 50, buck 60 with after all the taxes and the fees and shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah.
No, bro.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that one, man. I don't know. No. Unless you gonna tell me you're gonna come on the pod or something, I'll pay that. But other than that, hey,
I'm cool, bro. I'm catching Push in a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Push is coming down here. Straight. I wanna say that's what was that June? Am I tripping? Let me see.
Yeah, it's June. It's a June tour.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. So he's coming down.
Ours is June 23rd. Yep. Nice little standing room only venue.
Yep.
Probably get a couple hundred in there. It's cool. I'm not fighting to get to the stage. I'm cool.
Oh no.
I'm just here to see the music.
I'm just here to see. Absolutely. That's why I pushed down here a couple years ago. Yeah. It was a great show. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Babyface Ray is coming down here. Yeah, I'm cool, man. K.A. Love is love, my boy.
Love is love, bro. But I'm not doing them tickets.
Yeah, we respect you. I'm gonna listen to the album and shit. I'm gonna spin that album back a couple times so you can get your coins off me. But yeah, you gonna have to hold it down on them tickets, man. But hey, till next week, man. Yo, continue to rate, subscribe, review, tell a friend, just like that, man. We out.